Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Ha'osa isa min achitim umin ha'orez. If one prepares a portion of dough using flour made from wheat as well as flour made from rice, em yesh batam dagan chayavis b'chala. If the mixture produces dough that has the taste of chitim, of wheat flour, this mixture is chayev es b'chala. Chala must be separated from the resulting dough. V'yotzei ba adam yidei chavasa b'pesach. This dough may also be used to create matzah that can be used to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. V'im ein batam dagan, ein chayev es b'chala. However, if one does not taste the taste of the flour in the dough, chala need not be taken. Ve'ein adam yotzei bo yidei chavasa b'pesach. And likewise, if one produces matzah with such dough, he cannot use it to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. When it comes to the type of dough that must have challah separated from it, Chazal tell us that only dough made from 5 species of dagan, of grain, only such dough is included in the laws of challah. These 5 species of dagan, 5 species of grain, are wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, as the Mishnayos will describe later on. However, when it comes to rice, orez, and other such grains, dough made from those grains are not chayav mechala, and the same rules apply. The same 5 species of dagan are used to categorize the types of dough that may be used to create matzah for Pesach. Mishnah Ches discusses Sa'or. Sa'or in English is known as sourdough. It is a substance, essentially fermented dough, that will be used to make other dough rise. Hanotel Sa'or me isa shalhur mechalasa. If one takes some Sa'or from a portion of dough that had not had challah separated from it, and as a result this Sa'or is still chayev in challah, the nosin l'soch isa shalhur mechalasa, and he adds this Sa'or to a portion of dough that already has had challah separated from it, im yesh lo parnasa mimakom acher, motzi l'fi hacheshbon. If one has other dough in his house that has not had challah separated from it, he may separate from that separate portion of dough, having in mind to exempt the Sa'or that has been added to the Isa originally. By doing so, not only will the original Isa be permitted, because it already had a challah taken from it, but the Sa'or that impacted that Isa by helping it rise will also have been exempted, because challah was separated from on its behalf from another Isa. V'imlav motzi challah achas al kol. However, if the individual making this dough does not have any other Isa in his home that must have challah separated from it, what remains is the Sa'or and the Isa that it has been added to. The Isa cannot be eaten so long as the Sa'or is there, because the Sa'or, being chayav in challah, has impacted the Isa. Therefore, the individual must separate another challah portion in order to exempt the Sa'or portion of the conglomerate Isa, thereby permitting the entire mixture.